Like a lot of students, Sasha Barilli was curious about the Gorilla Girls. They took stage this fall at the Minneapolis College of Art and Design.
All right, let's
see. Anyone want a banana?
People hungry?
They, like, had music going, and then they dimmed the lights, and they, like, came out from behind the audience and, like, threw bananas for some reason. Because gorillas, I guess.
The Gorilla Girls are an anonymous group of feminist artists. Back in the 1980s, before Barilli and most MCAD students were born, the Gorilla Girls plastered posters on the streets of New York decrying sexism in the art world. Now, three decades later, the Gorilla Girls are famous, and they've largely been accepted by the mainstream art world. These days, their posters hang in museums, and they give talks around the globe. And a couple of months ago, they appeared at MCAD.
And very early on, I got really nervous and uncomfortable.
Especially when this happened.
And here it is at Yoko Ono's Meltdown Festival in London a couple of years ago.
The world needs a new weapon, the estrogen bomb. Drop it on the superpowers and the guys in charge will throw down their guns, they'll hug each other, they'll say, I'm sorry, it's my fault, no, it's my fault, back and forth, back and forth.
Barilli is transgender. And to Barilli, during that talk, it started to seem that the Gorilla Girls were what Barilli calls feminist gender essentialists. Which is to say, feminists who believe you are only a woman if you have the genitalia and hormones to match. Barilli was angry. Others were too. During the Q&A, Barilli spoke up.
I also did not find the estrogen pill poster funny because it equates being a woman with having higher levels of estrogen. Equating being a woman with having a vagina and having more estrogen is f***ed up, and you should reconsider that.
Can I just say that the joke, I understand what you're saying completely, and you're right, but the joke is, people are always saying, you know, we can't, there still is that those binary ideas, and we're making fun of them.
Professor Gretchen Gasterlund Gustafson was sitting in the audience that day.
The Gorilla Girls came with, a very slick presentation, which they've given many times from what I can tell, and it has a lot of humor embedded in the presentation, but this humor was largely lost on our students because of the use of estrogen as a humorous element, comments regarding the art world needing a gender reassignment surgery. These are viewed by many, and our students included, as really insensitive.
Here's Junior Nathan Fredette.
Honestly, I think the whole, oh, just take a joke sort of mentality is really childish. Like, well, I sure would like to not, because I'm another human being and I would prefer not to be reminded that people treat me like this all the time. I would think this radical social group that you consider yourself to be, who's so like on the edge and is so inclusive of other people, would understand that like it's pretty terrible to be treated that way.
After the event, Fredette, Barilli, and other students were still fuming. So they went to work, making protest posters. Dozens and dozens of them went up, from angrily scribbled post-its to artistic prints, until an entire wall at MCAD was covered by student responses to the Gorilla Girls talk. Barilli's anonymous posters were among the first to get noticed.
So my poster that I made said, good luck getting that estrogen bomb. Only 10 U.S. states bar health insurance discrimination against trans people.
The Gorilla Girls were getting Gorilla Girled. So what did the Gorilla Girls think about that? I called one of them to find out.
Hello?
Hi, is this Frida Kahlo?
Yes, hi.
One thing that one student talked about is sort of the difference that humor can both be used to sort of punch up and poke fun at these large institutions. It can be a really effective tool to kind of shed light on ironies and hypocrisies within these institutions. But it can also and has been used to punch down, you know, to further marginalize already marginalized people. And that
Absolutely.
You know, there's two sides to humor.
I think that there could certainly be arguments about that. But I can tell you that our intention was to poke fun at the museum. Would we present that poster again in Minneapolis? I'm not sure. But it has made us think, and it has made us realize that perhaps our vocabulary is not up to date. Would you like to talk about the estrogen bomb? Okay, it says the world needs a new weapon, an estrogen bomb. You drop it on the powers that be, and they throw their guns down, they hug each other, they apologize, and then they start cleaning up the mess. You know, they work on health care, an end to poverty, income inequality, all those things.
I guess one of the things that students who mentioned that poster brought up is this idea that estrogen is equated with femininity.
Well, that's the joke that we're making. You know, we ask.
You're saying estrogen isn't equated with femininity?
No.
I guess I don't understand.
We're making a joke. We're making a joke. We're parroting. Let's try estrogen. You know, we've dropped all these other bombs. Let's try estrogen. Let's see if estrogen makes the world more peaceful. We didn't say that it was an answer. We're provoking people to think and talk about it.
In January, the Guerrilla Girls returned to the Twin Cities for a retrospective at the Walker Art Center. They're encouraging art lovers to, quote, go ape for change, in what they're calling a Twin Cities takeover. But MCAD students say they're ready to take over themselves. Here's sophomore Leah Herman.
I think there always comes a point in history where we can learn from past activists, but I also think that there's a moment where they also have to pass the baton to us, and I think they're way overdue.
In November, students invited the transgender artist Andrea Jenkins to give a talk on campus. And MCAD says in the future, students will be involved in deciding which artists give lectures on campus. For KFAI, I'm Lila Cherneff.